This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Hundreds gathered at the Far East Center in Denver to usher in the Year of the Tiger this weekend. CPR's Paulo Chalceda reports.
In traditional Chinese mythology, the tiger represents courage, passion, and the defeat of evil. Fung Nguyen, a pharmacist who recently moved to Denver, hopes everyone can band together and defeat the biggest evil in recent years, COVID-19. She's looking forward to an event that the pandemic has forced her to delay for almost 2 years.
Well, we're getting married, so that's kind of our exciting event of this year. We've been engaged for 2.5 years.
The Year of the Tiger Festival was hosted by Chu An Gifts, a long-standing fixture in Denver's Vietnamese community. I'm Paulo Chalceda, CPR News.
The number of new businesses filing to open in the state of Colorado rose at the end of last year, but the number of businesses closing jumped too. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
According to a report from the Secretary of State, new business filings rose by 2.9% during the last few months of 2021 from a year earlier. That's more than 35,000 new businesses. But the number of businesses shutting down also rose. Rich Wobekind is an economist at the University of Colorado. He says it's a difficult time for small businesses.
A lot of small businesses, particularly restaurants and retail, are trying to see whether or not the traffic is going to fully return.
Still, economists say Colorado is on track this year to gain back all the jobs lost during the pandemic. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org. It is a slightly less cold day than we've been seeing more recently across Colorado. In Colorado Springs right now, it is 48 degrees, and the rest of the day it'll be sunny. This hour, we're joining Terry Gross for some fresh air. It's 2:05.